I've steadily worked on integrating my natural emotions into creative states of inspiration. Of course, there were stages to this process. As a teenager, I was thrown off by emotion and tried to block it out. Then, in my early 20s, during my initial experiments with Buddhist and Taoist meditation, I worked on letting my emotions pass like a cloud. This was interesting, as it opened up a working relationship with my emotional reality, very much like how I described working with the unconscious in the chapter Slowing Down Time. Instead of being dominated by or denying my passions, I learned how to observe them and feel how they infused my moment with creativity, freshness, or darkness. Once I had a working relationship with my emotions, I began to take on my psychological reaction to foul play in the martial arts with a bit more subtlety. I believe that at the highest levels, performers and artists must be true to themselves. There can be no denial, no repression of true personality, or else the creation will be false. The performer will be alienated from his or her intuitive voice. I'm a passionate guy. The fact of the matter is that I don't really like dirty players. Their relationships to competition, to ego, to sport, to art, to violence, to foul play, it all rubs me the wrong way. The next step in my training would be to channel my gut reaction into intensity. This is not so hard once you get comfortable in that heated up place. It's more about sweeping away the cobwebs than about learning anything new. We are built to be sharpest when in danger, but protected lives have distanced us from our natural abilities to channel our energies. Instead of running from our emotions or being swept away by their initial gusts, we should learn to sit with them, become at peace with their unique flavors, and ultimately discover deep pools of inspiration. I have found that this is a natural process. Once we build our tolerance for turbulence and are no longer upended by the swells of our emotional life, we can ride them and even pick up speed with their slopes.